You got something for Free For All Friday?
I hope I do.
All right.
I made up a Yo Mama joke.
Oh, no. Okay.
Can I put that on there?
Let's hear what it is.
All right. Yo Mama's so stupid, she saw somebody laying on the ground unconscious, so she tried to give him a VCR. Get it?
Because the VCR isn't going to help.
Instead of the CPR?
Yeah.
Because she's so stupid. Ain't that funny?
Chris, what do you think? You be the judge on that one.
I think it's quite hilarious.
It is. We're very hilarious.
We're rolling on the floor as we speak.
All right.
Beautiful, man.
I can dig it. All right.
See you later.
Thanks. All right.
Got something for Free For All Friday?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that your mama joke was pretty dumb.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible, wasn't it?
I didn't fall out of my seat laughing at all.
Well, he made it up on his own accord, though. You know? He tried to make the effort. He tried to make his own Yo Mama joke, and it just didn't quite work out. So, at least he made that effort.
That Yo Mama joke was so bad, I tried to give it a VCR.
Wait.
No.
You got something for Free For All Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just wondering, you know, this whole, I didn't vote. I'm not a registered voter, but anyway. This whole Morrison and Klein thing where, you know, the abortion records and all that and O'Reilly and
yes,
all that stuff.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about, you know, they're wondering how O'Reilly, they have this big investigation, how he got those records. What do you think about Morrison providing those records to make Klein look like he was the bad guy and that way he would win?
How could Morrison have gotten a hold of him, though? He has no jurisdiction over there.
Well, I know, but...
He does have a mustache. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No. He was
stash.
Through like the grapevine. He was a nonprofit organization by Tiller's Clinic, which was one of the clinics that the records were exposed.
Yeah.
Got $1 million for his campaign. Did you know that?
The Paul Morrison did?
Yes.
But I think they were talking, I think the records got subpoenaed in the first place by Phil Klein. That's probably why they threw that money toward Paul Morrison.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So that happened before the whole election thing, even.
Right.
So
right.
I think that was, they probably were just like, damn that Klein, who abbreviates Phil and leaves two L's on there. We'll show him and give our money to Morrison and have him beat him. You know, like one of those type of things. But that's
right.
I see what you're saying about the Bill O'Reilly thing. I was just thinking that Phil Klein probably just gave him to Bill O'Reilly, you know, so that Bill O'Reilly could make him look better and say, "Wow, you're right. You're right, Klein. These are important to have. Thank you. You're correct in thinking that."
Yeah.
So something like that.
I see. Okay. Well, I just want to get your take on that because, you know,
that's my take. I did see it. I did watch that on YouTube. I missed the original broadcast of it, but I did watch the YouTube version. This was Phil Klein on Bill O'Reilly talking about why he subpoenaed or got abortion clinics records, and they were trying to make sure they were protecting the privacy of these people who were at this abortion clinic, and big old mess.
Right.
But that's as good of a take as I can do on it.
All right. Well, have a good day.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.